Mason here for 92.1 The Eagle in the studio with a couple of guys I've been waiting to see for a long time. Jim Reed and Ted Bodensteiner.
Good to be here. It's been a while.
It has been. And I'm very excited to have you guys in here because it's celebration announcement time.
Whenever we grace you in the studio, normally we come bearing good news.
And it is very good news,
in
right?
In our opinion, good news.
I think it's going to be a lot of people's opinion that it's good news.
I think that people have been waiting, and here we are. It's February. February is usually our announcement time, so...
So let's just go ahead and do it. First, all right, so we're talking celebration, and we've got a date set, June 8th.
Saturday, June 8th, Harlan Rogers Sports Complex, Fort Dodge, Iowa.
Okay, and go ahead.
And this year's headliner for Celebration 2019 will be Sammy Hagar and the Circle with special guest Vince Neil, the legendary voice of Motley Crue. It is for the third time in the history of Celebration, a twin bill. We have two national headliners, and we're also waiting on approval of our opening act, which hopefully will be Wild Ambition out of Carroll. We had to scrap that last year because of the impending inclement weather that we had, so we're waiting for formal approval on that, but that'll be one heck of a lineup, Mason.
That is a heck of a lineup. And I'm pretty sure you're stoked about that, Ted.
Well, I think what's kind of cool about it is, first off, for all the drum fans out there, you got two phenomenal drummers coming in. You got, for Vince Neil's band, Zoltan Chaney. If you've never heard of the guy or seen him, look him up on YouTube because he's fun to watch. And then, of course, with Sammy's band, you got John Bonham's son, Jason Bonham, John Bonham of the legendary Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, the late John Bonham.
Yeah, and so Jason is a great drummer in his own right. And, of course, the whole lineup with Sammy, with Michael Anthony and Vic Johnson, they've been together for years now, and... they really play well together.
I think it's going to be a great show, fellas. You guys, I didn't think you were going to be able to top last year, and this is doing it.
Well, I tell you what, we had, as I had indicated to you, Mason, we kind of had, last year was not the warm fuzz we would have wanted it to be. And thank you to you and your team. Obviously, we had inclement weather coming in and it ended up being severe weather. And it was a godsend having your folks backstage so we could communicate to the public. Clearly, you know, every year we do this, we learn some lessons. And so, you know, looking back in retrospect, we made all the right decisions. We're going to change probably the way we communicate a little bit. We had the decision to make, and that was, you know, do we go parallel or do we go bigger? And because our goal has been to grow this, and this is represents the biggest budget that we will have ever had for Celebration. We've got a budget of just over $450,000 for this show. So this is a go big, go home year.
And wow, you're going big, man. I mean, Sammy Hagar of Van Halen. I mean, he took over after David Lee Roth. You know, he did his thing. I mean, Hagar, absolutely awesome, and his other bands, Chickenfoot, now with the Circle. I mean, the Red Rocker, he's legendary.
Montrose,
absolutely. Well, yeah, getting his start there.
And that's what's so cool. Ted and I and a preview group from Celebration had the privilege of seeing Sammy in Norfolk three Labor Days ago. And it's a great set list, couple songs from Montrose, you know, all of his Sammy Hagar hits. He plays a good share of his Van Halen hits. They always do what they call the 5150 segment. But to have Sammy Hagar, an original Van Halen bass player and former Sammy Hagar bandmate Michael Anthony on stage with him, it's as close to having, you know, quote unquote Van Hagar or Van Halen as we will ever have in this area, and that's pretty cool.
That is awesome.
Plus, what's neat is they kind of roll it right into with the whole, going back to Jason Bonham, the whole Led Zeppelin. They play two or three songs in homage to Led Zeppelin as well, which is kind of neat, in addition to all those Van Hagar and Sammy songs.
That's awesome. So it's just going to be a great blend of music from some pretty legendary dudes. And I mean, looking at Vince Neil too, they've got the new movie coming out, The Dirt. That's going to be dropping soon.
That's going to be on everybody's mind. That whole Motley Crue thing. That's perfect timing for us, of course.
And, if the movie is half as tame as the book, it's still going to be a great one because. Holy cow, those guys were nuts. Vince Neil, I mean, he's a rocker. He's a legend, man.
And seeing his show in the past, too, it's just a good show. It's hard-driven, and he plays all those hits, you know, that were Motley Crue songs. makes for, you know, it's going to be a real fun lead in. It's going to be a great evening. You know, Wild Ambition, we bring them on as a local band out of the kind of Carroll area. Those guys are very good for our local band, and leading into Vince Neil and then Sammy Hagar. Are you kidding? It's going to be great.
Oh, yeah. And tickets are very affordable.
I tell you what, absolutely. Tickets will go on sale, and this is tentative. We're actually getting some of our final contractual things dialed in, but tickets should go on sale online on the 1st of March at midnight, or actually technically Saturday, March 2nd at midnight, or Friday at midnight, depending on which, you know, how you deem midnight to be the night before or the night after. But Saturday, March 2nd at midnight, and they're $45 in advance, $55 beginning on May 27th. So you've got an ample window to get them at the lower price. And again, we always pride ourselves in statistically being one of the lower ticket prices out there. I mean, obviously, there are some much bigger venues that are out there, but to all the shows that Sammy's playing in April, we're way on the low end ticket price compared to the $65 to $115 that you'll find online.
Yeah, and you're not spending $10 a beer.
Exactly.
Plus, with that tour coming up, we are the last date on the tour. So out of their 25 dates they're playing, they're going to finish up here in Fort Dodge. Could lead to something special, maybe an extra song or two anyhow. You never know.
Yeah, they're going to be happy to probably be done with the tour, and they're just going to be ready to party.
It's always one of those bands, when the bands finish up, that's when they you know, they can cut back, and they know that they're going to take a break, and they've been kind of going at it hard for a couple of months or weeks. And the other thing I was going to mention is Sammy's they just dropped they're going to drop an album that they feel it's one of their best works, so might even be a new song or two woven in.
Wow. You know, it's really uncommon for the artists that were big back in like the 70s and 80s still keep making good music and still keep it out there and relevant. But Hagar, I mean, he's done that with his later bands like Chickenfoot and The Circle. I mean, just he's still putting out good tunes.
Yeah, and that album called Space Between is available on May 10th, and I've actually got it pre-ordered, so it'll automatically download via iTunes. But there's a song that they've got out on YouTube that's already posted, and you know, it's catchy. The underlying music is just solid. I mean, when you look at that band, so, you know, good for them. So to recap, tickets tentatively will go on sale online and by phone only to start on March 2nd at midnight, and then they will be available here locally for retail at Hy-Vee and our other walk-up locations yet to be determined. That will be on Saturday, March 30th. So basically, we're doing kind of a stagger this year. If you're excited to buy them early, you'll be able to do that online, but our local tickets that will bear the sponsor logos, those will go on sale March 30th.
And it's a big outdoor venue, but there is still the possibility of selling out. Like last year was a sold out. I mean, tickets were completely sold out, correct?
Correct. Yeah, it can happen. In our 17 seasons, we started this little initiative back in 2002. In 17 seasons, we've only sold out twice. But yes, it can happen, obviously. And tickets, again, are $45 in advance up until Sunday, May 26th, increasing to $55 on Monday, May 27th. Kids 12 and under are admitted free, as always. And again, this is an initiative we started to serve the greater Fort Dodge area. And our commitment to the public is, as long as you, the ticket buying public, keep buying tickets and keep attending, we'll keep doing it. And if the demand ever wanes, there are far less stressful, far less painful hobbies, Mason. We'll drink a beer and lie on a beach somewhere.
It's definitely a fun hobby.
For sure. Again, June 8th, save the date and get those tickets as soon as they go on sale so you can save some money. For 92.1 The Eagle, Celebration President Jim Reed and Vice President Ted Bodensteiner, I want to thank you fellas for coming in with all this great news this morning.
Always, and thank you for all your support and all those little extra talking about Sammy Hagar and Celebration, and when you play a song from one of the bands in the past, always mentioning Celebration. We really appreciate that.
It's such thank a good you. Time. I mean, you got to bring up, that's why you do this stuff. You do it to make the memories, and then, I mean, you get reminded of it, and you're like, man, that was such a good time.
We're starting to run out of bands. We've been doing so many of them now.
I didn't think you were going to be able to top ZZ Top, to be honest. And then here you go.
You know, it's funny. We to wrap it up here, Mason, we think we've probably got In 2022, it'll be 20 years of Shelebration, and we think that might be the shelf life for the operation. Obviously, isn't one of us getting any younger. I'll be 60 in 2022. Our short list of bands, as bands do their final farewell tour, you know, unfortunately, some bands die off, but we've got a good short list that includes, in no specific order, Journey, Def Leppard, Heart, Bryan Adams, ELO, Poison. So we think we probably have about four, you know, and then, you know, upstream, Kid Rock and some others. So we think we have about four good years in us.
Is that okay? Well, quick, I want to touch on the Facebook page before we go. You guys, it was Valentine's Day, and you put a little teaser out there, and I think everybody thought Heart was coming.
Well, number one, it was Valentine's Day, and Hearts just seemed appropriate relative to the holiday. If there was anything to read into what we were saying when we said, who can it be now, we were basically asking the question, who can we be now? And obviously, that got taken very literally in terms of Men at Work. So we put a little twist on it, and we said, who, parenthetically, can it be now? Thinking maybe people would think the who, but no, it was always, you know, if there was a tie there, it was, or a clue, it was the red rocker, Sammy Hagar, the one and only.
There you go.
And we had just gotten final confirmation that was going to be the band we were going to have only a day before. So to put it together, and Jim's very clever with putting the Valentine's tie-in and some lyrics of other bands that are close. But by all means, the Red Rocker is going to rock.
I think so, too. Going to get me some Cabo Wabo for that one.
We might get to the others. There's definitely some, you know, Bryan Adams and Heart. You know, those are all bands that we do want to have, but... sometimes the tours don't always line up just with the timing.
In addition to the Cabo Wabo, Sammy's got a product out there. Actually, your tickets and our promotional pieces per contract is Sammy's Beach Bar Rum is his product. And he's actually got another one out that he did with Adam Levine from Maroon 5 called Santo. It's actually a combination of high-end mezcal and tequila, which sounds terrible to me, but you know, yeah, that's out there. But anyway, his concert tour is actually being promoted by Sammy's Beach Bar Rum, so getting a shameless plug in for Sammy and his rum. Who knows, we may even have some Beach Bar Rum product available at Shelebration.
Wow, awesome. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to it in general. June 8th, save the date, everybody. Again, thanks a lot for coming in, guys.
Thanks, Mason.